Vancouver Giants defenseman Colton Roberts registered a pair of assists to help Team Red defeat Team White 3-1 at the 2024 Kubota CHL-NHL Top Prospects game on Wednesday night in Moncton, New Brunswick. "It was awesome. Winning, you're so excited to play, all that stuff, it was so fun. Seeing the guys smiling and having so much fun out there was just awesome." The 17-year-old Maple Ridge right-hander shared after the game. "I was a little nervous, but also really excited. I tried to tell myself, there's nobody watching, just play your game. Obviously there was 8,000 people there. But just tried to tell myself it was just our team against the white team and let everything else take over," he said. Roberts was one of four Giants on NHL Central Scouting's preliminary players to watch list released in October. Movie camera highlight of the night. Movie camera. How about that pass from Colton Roberts? At WHL Giants, hashtag WHLHON, hashtag CHLKTP, hashtag NHL draft pick. Twitter.com/L0VBoos. The WHL. At Thule, January 25, 2024. Roberts, who is ranked 24th among North American skaters in NHL Central Scouting's midterm rankings, had the primary assist on the first two goals for Team Red on Wednesday, and also finished the game with four shots on goal and a +3 plus or minus rating. His +3 rating led all skaters in the game. Related: Giants defenseman Colton Roberts selected for Kubota CHL-NHL Top Prospects game. Raoul Boylard, a forward from the Bay Comeau Draker in the QMJHL, led the way offensively for Team Red with two goals and an assist. The game was 0-0 after one period, with the shots on goal favoring Team White by a margin of 13-6. Just 1:52 into the second period, Windsor Spitfires forward Liam Greentree opened the scoring for Team White, after he joined the rush as the trailer and fired a wrist shot past the blocker of goaltender Ryerson Leenders. Under 5 minutes later, Roberts helped set up the game-tying goal, as he received a pass from Boylard at the right circle and then fed a cross-ice pass to his defensive partner Ben Danford, who one-timed it home to make it 1-1. After 40 minutes, the score was 1-1, with Team White outshooting Team Red 25-19. At the 5:52 mark of the third period, Roberts got in on the offense again, leading a rush up ice and dishing to Everett Silvertips forward Julius Mietinen as he gained the attacking zone. Mietinen gave the puck right back, where he went off Roberts' skate and ended up on goal. Spokane Chiefs netminder Dawson Cowan lost sight of the puck and Boylard was right there to pot home the rebound to give Red a 2-1 lead. Team Red would add an empty net goal off the stick of Boylard to seal the deal. "I thought our team played pretty well," Roberts said, speaking to the chemistry with new teammates. "There was no structure in the game, it was kind of hard with that, but everyone is so skilled out there. That's why they're all here, so it was good for sure." Click for official box score. A day prior to the CHL-NHL Top Prospects game, Roberts finished third among the 14 WHL skaters that participated in on-ice testing. Calgary Hitmen forward Carson Wetch finished first among WHLERs and third overall, while Brandon Wheat Kings defenseman Charlie Ellick finished second among WHLERs and fifth overall. Out of the 10 events, Roberts had 6 TOP5 finishes amongst the 14 WHL skaters who participated, including a second-place finish in transition agility with a puck and a third-place finish in the 30-meter backward skate with a puck. Read more. Making the list: 3 Vancouver Giants identified as potential NHL prospects.